We are once again chatting with another one of our Community Champion Award winners here on KLEM Radio. Our Community Champions program is brought to you by Wells Enterprises, Hy-Vee, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Envision Floorings, Total Motors, and Prime Bank. Daniel Versteg with you. Our guest is the Development Director at Galen Catholic School. That's Amy Jungers, one of our five Community Champion Award winners. Of course, her involvement with Galen Catholic only scratches the surface of what she does around this community. Amy, first of all, what is it about, giving back to a community via whether it's volunteering or whether it's your work for Galen Catholic? Why is it so important to give back to the community you live in?
You know, I think it's so important to give back because we are the ones building up our community for the next generation. And so when I see our students at the school every day and see the ways that they're serving others in our community, it only prompts me to want to give back more as well. I feel like us adults, we are leading, and they want to see us lead by great examples. And so I feel like that's really important. And there's no better place to give back really than Lamar's. There's so many different opportunities with different businesses. Everybody is so generous in this town. And that's one of the blessings of my job as a development director. Yeah. You know, we do a lot of different fundraisers, and, you know, instead of people deflecting our asks, they're always giving to our asks. And it's really neat to be a part of something like that. Yeah. So there's just many reasons to give back, and it's not only to build up Galen or our community, but to give back to God as well.
Well, and like you say, your fundraisers, regardless of what the event is, sometimes incorporate a community give back, or shoot, even not just in the community, but you're going on mission trips and you're doing all these kind of things that not only help Galen Catholic, but then help out the community and the greater public as well.
You know, and that's really cool, because what we've been seeing is that when we host different events, whether it's been Jay Walkathon or then Feed Just One, Galen Catholic Mission Honduras, we are also giving the community a chance to give back as well and make people feel like they're helping out in some capacity. Mm-hmm. Not only are they helping maybe our school, but they're giving back, you know, to somebody else in the world. Right. And it's been really neat to hear some of our students tell their stories about Galen Catholic Mission Honduras. Now they're planning to go back next year.
Yeah.
To hear how some of the hardships they endured while they were there and how they still want to go back. So I feel like we are just building people up to make great leadership changes in the future. Mm-hmm. And to be a part of building up these students just, yeah, it makes me really happy.
Yeah, and understandably so. It's great work you're doing. You're from the area originally, a Spalding alum, and then, of course, Spalding and Galen joining forces here not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Why Northwest Iowa? Why did you want to kind of stay somewhat close to home anyway?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, yes, I graduated from Spalding Catholic, and I did go off to the University of Northern Iowa for 4 years, and I graduated in communication studies. I just thought it was so interesting on how people communicated differently. And then I did a minor in public relations and family studies, which I feel like is kind of all encompassing to what I'm doing today. And I went to college, and then when I came back one of those summers, I found my husband. And so that was the big draw back to the area. But, you know, as we have grown our family, there's no other place I would rather be. I want my kids to feel safe. I want them to feel comfortable in the area that they're living. I don't want them to have to worry about things. And yes, we are not immune to anything going on in the world, but being able to give my kids that small town feeling in a school where they know their peers, they know their teachers. I know they are so well taken care of. I do not take any of that for granted. And I'm so thankful to be in this area. So I live in Alton, but it's such a blessing to be able to come to Lamar's each day and change the community in both areas.
And you bring up an excellent point there as well about your family. If you're anything like some of the others we've talked to, family is a very important aspect, and they do things that allow you to continue to give back to this community as well.
Yeah, that gives me goosebumps that you say that. This time of year is so busy in our development office with the Galen Ball coming up, and we do many hours of work inside our school day, but there are so many outside meetings for that. In addition, outside meetings for our Junior J Jamborees and different things where we're outreaching to families, and that is so important. That's one of the favorite parts of my job, is being able to interact with families, show them exciting things that are going on at the school, but that comes with nights away from home. And my husband has been one of my biggest champions, making sure that everything's taken care of at home. He's allowed me to thrive in this role, and I could not do it without him. We have three little ones, a first grader, a preschooler, and a 10-month-old. So we are busy at home, and he does a great job of keeping the fort running when I am gone. But I'm always so thankful when the ball is done for the year, because then during the summer months, I get so much more time at home with them. So already looking forward to that.
I can understand. Lastly, you don't get this job, or you don't get into a job like this to get a trophy at the end of the day, to get a to get a pat on the back, to get your name on the radio or whatever. But what does it mean to have a little, just a little something to kind of show appreciation for the hours and the work you put in?
Well, I was very honored when I got the phone call from KLEM, and when I heard the other individuals who received the award, I was kind of, I had no words really to put into that, because some of these people who received the other champion awards, they are very generous in our community, and they are making a huge impact, and to even be on the same pedestal as them is quite something. So I don't feel worthy, but I'm very honored. It means a lot that people see and feel that I'm impacting the community, and for that I'm very grateful.
You are definitely worthy of it.
Thank
you've done
you.
Some great work in the community.
Thank
and we know you'll continue doing so as well. So Amy, thanks for stopping by, and congrats on being a community champion.
Thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Amy Jungers, Development Director at Galen Catholic, one of our Community Champion Award winners here on KLEM Radio.